Okay, welcome everybody to One Simple Adjustment to 7 Times More Profit. My name is Simon Klein, and if you're watching this live, it's June the 9th at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Otherwise, you're obviously watching the replay. So let's begin. Here's a picture of me giving a presentation at the New York Traders Expo, and more recently, I was invited to speak at the Bogle Investment Forum in China, which was actually given online this year because of the current situation. Quick disclaimer before we begin, just bear in mind all comments I make here are for educational purposes only. You all know that there's a high degree of risk involved in all types of trading, and we're not responsible for your trading and investment results. Focus on what we're going to cover here today, what I'm going to cover. Turn all other distractions off. There's nothing worse than not being 100% focused on what you should be. And if you're not, you miss things and you don't get the most out of it. So switch everything else up and be with me 100% focused for the next, say, 50 minutes. Here's a little bit about me for those of you who are here for the first time and never heard me speak before. And you can read this and to let you know a little bit about TradeSmart. We're a trading education business that focuses on teaching you how to read the market professionally and how to run a successful trading business. And that includes how to build and develop your own trading plan and strategies which fit your personality and lifestyle. That's the key. So here's what we're going to cover. And again, this is applicable to all markets, not just the Forex market. And everything I'm going to share with you today will be applicable to every market. So we're going to cover the trading framework. What framework do you need to have in place in order to succeed as a trader? I'm going to go over the trading process. There's a step-by-step process you need to be going through. Then we're going to cover how to find your biggest trading demon and then prepare to be shocked. I'm going to take you through a small adjustment that you can make in your trading. And this has allowed one of my traders to increase their profits 7 times. And then the 3 steps you need to take in order to succeed. And then I'll open up to audience questions and answers and share with you how you can come and join our weekly preparation session. So the trading framework, what do you need to have in order to succeed as a trader? Now let me throw this question out to everyone in the audience. Who doesn't have a trading plan? Hey, just say me. Who doesn't have a trading plan? Okay, if you don't have a trading plan, just type yes. If you do, well done. The first thing you need, okay, so we've got some don'ts, not trading yet. So if you're not trading yet, don't trade until you have a trading plan. Otherwise, you're going to be starting the wrong way, okay? So the first thing you need is a trading plan. Hi, Jane. That's the first thing you need in your trading framework. The next thing you need, what do you have in that trading plan? Okay, what's so important about a plan? Remember the saying, if you fail to plan, then plan to fail. Well, it's true, especially in trading. In that plan, you're going to have money management rules, very important. Risk management rules, trading strategies. These are a few of the things you have in the trading plan. Okay, you need to have a trading strategy, at least one. You don't need many, you only need one that works for you. So if you don't have a trading plan, stop and go and develop for yourself a trading plan. You need to have an edge. You don't have an edge, don't trade. The second thing you need is a trading log. You need to log all your trades. It's important that you do that so you have a view on what's happening with your trading. The last thing you need in that trading framework is a trading journal. It's almost like a psychological journal. It's a journal of you as a trader, the reasoning behind your decisions, aha moments, things that you've learned, mistakes you've made, how you improve yourself, your thoughts and feelings behind every action you take in the market so that you can go over them later on and understand and work out what's working for you and what's not. And if you made mistakes, what was the reasoning behind those mistakes so that you don't repeat them again? What's the trading process? Well, you need to have routines. You need to go through some form of preparation. I always tell my traders, 2 things need to be in place before you trade when you're going through your preparation. You need to ask the question, am I ready to trade? If you haven't got the time or you're running out, don't trade. If you're not rested and relaxed and focused, don't trade. So ask yourself the question, am I ready? Do something to get yourself ready. Maybe meditate, maybe do some exercise, have a drink of coffee, whatever it does, whatever works for you, do that, whatever it is. But ask yourself this question, am I ready to trade? Don't just switch on your computer, open up your trading platform, and jump into trading. That's not the way to do it. Then you need to ask the second question. Is the market ready? Is the market showing me my edge? You have to know what your edge is to know if the market is showing you that. And if you don't know that, and that's what's written in your trading plan, then don't trade. You have no chance of making money consistently in the market if you don't have a trading plan or an edge. So ask yourself the question, is the market ready? If the market's not showing you anything of interest that you recognize, then guess what? Don't trade. You may be ready, but the market isn't. So there's nothing to do. Make sure that you're ready and the market's ready. Once you're prepared, you need patience. You need to wait for the market market to show you your edge. I was thinking of putting together a new presentation called How to Make More Money Trading by Doing Nothing. What do I mean by that? Well, as a trader, we spend a lot of time doing something called waiting, doing nothing, sitting on your hands. The first thing is patience, waiting for the market to set up according to your edge. You wait for the market to show you your edge. You don't do anything in the meantime. As Jimmy Rogers said, I just wait until there's money lying in the corner and all I have to do is go over there and pick it up. Do nothing else and wait until the money's lying there, then go and pick it up. That's patience. Then once you're in a trade, you have to let the trade play out. Don't interfere with it. There's nothing once you're in your full position size and say you're managing the trade by entry, stop and target, and you're waiting for the stock or whatever you're trading to go to your target or to hit your stop. And that's how you're managing the trade. Guess what? There's nothing to do. There's nothing you can do to move the market anymore once you're in your full position. So you have to have patience. You have to do nothing. Let the market play out. It's going to hit your stop or it's going to hit your target according to your trading plan. So you need patience. And guess what? You need discipline. Discipline means the ability to follow a set of rules. If you do not have a set of rules, by definition, you cannot have discipline. So you need to have a trading plan. Those are your set of rules. That's your business plan. That's how you approach trading, your approach to the market, what you're meant to be doing when you're in front of your trading screens or screen. So you need routines, you need preparation, patience, discipline. And then you also need to have your psychology and emotions working for you. As in, if you're in a state of fear when you're trading, then you have narrow vision. You can't see the market the way you should be seeing it. Therefore, you can't make the best decisions. You're limited. You ever been in a trade and it's going against you and you just happen to get out at the point in price in the market where it turns around and goes in your favor, but you just got out of that price and you see it clearly once you're no longer in the trade? That's exactly what I mean. Because when you're looking at the markets and emotions are flying through your veins, flooding your body, you're in a state of fear. You can't make decisions in the bestest way. So you need to make sure you're in a relaxed state when you're trading, not afraid. So you need a way of controlling your psychology or your emotions. And finally, you need a way of measuring your progress. If you know you're better today than you were yesterday, than you were last week, even if you're not yet profitable, but you can see progress, then you'll keep working at it. If you try year after year, and I've had traders come to me after trading for quite a number of years and not successful, then it's quite disheartening. What keeps you going? You need something to give you a positive experience in the whole learning process, the learning curve that you need to go through in order to succeed as a trader. You need to know ahead of time that you're going to succeed and then do what it takes to succeed. So you need a way of measuring that you are on the path to success, as opposed to going round and round in circles, going nowhere. So let me give you a trading process example. This is what you could go through. And again, if you want, write this down and start to implement it in your own trading. So prepare yourself to trade. Write down how you're going to do that. Then analyze the markets you trade with a view to finding trading opportunities. Then wait for the market to show you a trading opportunity in your trading plan. This is part of the trading framework. Once it does, take the trade. Take a picture of your trade entry. Now that's important because when you make a decision, you make a decision before the trade played out. So you want to know what that looks like so you can repeat it. Then write an entry in your trading journal. Remember, this is part of the trading framework. Manage the trade according to your trading plan, according to the management policy for your trading strategy. And then when you've finished, the trade's finished, completed, take a picture of it when you exited the trade. And then take a picture of what happened next. Did you get out at the right price? Did the market keep going? How good were you at picking target? Or if it hit your stop, was your stop in the right place? Did it stop you out and then turn around and go just as it stopped you out all the way to your target and you're no longer in the trade? Can you learn something from that? Can you improve next time? Then enter your trade that you did in your trading log and then write an entry in your trading journal. What did you learn from the trade? How can you improve it next time? What did you do right that you want to repeat next time? What's working for you? What's not working for you? If you do this and follow this process, you'll be in a situation where you're not going round and round in circles. You're using feedback from your trading to feed into your trading so that you constantly improve. Instead of going round and round in circles, it's more like a spiral. You're going round and round the process, but you're getting better and better. You're moving towards your goals. So how do you find your biggest trading demon? Well, the first thing you need to do is to log all your trades. Okay, you need to log them. Your broker logging them is not good enough. You need to log them. And then what you want to do against each trade, if you made a mistake, log the mistake you made. What was that mistake? Was it entering too soon? Was it jumping into a trade? Was it getting out before it reached the target? Was it position sizing incorrectly? Was it placing your stop incorrectly? Was it getting out of the trade before it reached its destination, its target? getting out too soon, getting in too soon, getting in too late? What was it? What mistake did you make and why? And then what you can do is log how much money that mistake cost you. You know, on the trades you made a mistake, what your P&L was, what your loss was, add them up. At the end of the month, you're going to know what your number one error is. You're going to know how many times you make that error and how much it's costing you. So how much is that error costing you? So what you want to do though is to focus on your biggest trading demon that, if you were to take care of it, would remove many losing trades and may actually make you profitable. So that's how you find your biggest trading demon, the one that's costing you the most, or the one that's, well, if you make the mistake many times and it doesn't cost you very much, that's not your biggest problem. You want to get the one that's going to give you the most value, the one that's going to make your profit go up or your losses go down. So if you don't log it, there's no way of you knowing. So if you make mistakes, you need to know what that mistake was and what it's costing you. So remember, there's only four outcomes to every trade. Big win, that would be nice. That's the best outcome. Big loss, that's the worst outcome. And then you've got small wins and small losses. So as long as you can remove the big losses, you're okay if you have an edge. So are you guys ready to be shocked? What do you believe most people's biggest trading demon is? Just type it in the chat area, or if you're watching this in a replay, write it down on a piece of paper. What do you think is the biggest trading demon that people have? Okay, Harvey's writing, fear of missing out, FOMO, self. Okay, well, guess what? This is the biggest demon I'm going to share with you right now. Biggest trading demon is not cutting your losses at 1R, as in R is the unit of risk, dollar unit of risk. For example, it could be $100 or $1,000. And you always want to know as a trader how much money you're making compared to what you're risking. So just telling me that you made $1,000 doesn't mean anything if you're trading a $10 million account. Whereas if you made $1,000 and you're trading a $10,000 account, that's a much greater return. So you want to know always how much money you're making compared to what you're risking. That's what an R value is. What's your unit of risk? So if you don't cut your trades at 1R, that could be your biggest trading demon. Now, let me ask you a question. What would happen if you were to cut your losses at 1R? What would happen? Well, let me share with you results from 350 trades of one of my traders. And we've got this let the losers run, as in don't cut your trades at 1R. So if we look over here, this is real trades. And this trader was risking around $25 a trade, apparently. Yeah. So you can see the profit here is $114.28, batting average 56%. And you can see the average winner is smaller than the average loser, or your average loser is bigger than your average winner. But since the batting average is high enough, they're profitable just about. So look what happens if this trader now, if we went through every single trade and cut their losses at $25, this is what happens. But what happened to the profitability? Remember, the batting average is the same. The winning trades compared to the losing trades, they're right 56% at the time, but the average winner has gone up compared to the average loser, or the average loser has gone down. Hence, the average winner to average loser now is almost 1-to-1 and profitability has gone up. So let's have a comparison here. This is 350 trades. Let the losers run. Your expectancy here is making 32 pennies a trade. Whereas if you cut your losses at 1R, $25 in this case, yeah, your expectancy goes up to $2.30. Massive, massive increase. Hence, 7 times more profitable just by cutting your losses at $25 or 1R in this case. Okay, so let's share with you another example. Here's a trader. Again, total loss in this case, $665, batting average 50%. And this is a win-loss size ratio. That's comparing the average win to average loss. Let your winners run. This is a losing month. Go back over all these trades and cut your losses at $25, which is 1R. We turn around the month to positive almost by the same amount. Same batting average. So you can see how important it is to cut your losses. Focus on cutting your losses at 1R. Don't let any trade go above 1R, which could be 1%. Of your account or smaller. The smaller percentage that amount is of your overall capital in your account, the easier it is psychologically. If you're risking 0.25%, that's easier than risking 2% because it's meaningless or less meaningful compared to your overall account size. And if you're trading like that, where it doesn't matter if you have a loss, you can take it, then psychologically it's much easier to trade. Plus also knowing that you have a profitable trading plan and a strategy that gives you an edge that over time that you've proven and tested will make you money and has a positive expectancy. If you don't have that ahead of time, it's hard to trade with confidence because you've got no idea whether what you're doing is going to make you money over time. But if you've done the testing and you've traded and you've proven it to yourself, then losing trades are just part of a winning system. Therefore, you just need to manage the losing side and you should never have a loss bigger than what you're risking on the trade. People always ask, you know, is trading risky? Well, it is if you don't know what you're doing. Much like driving a car is very risky if you don't know how to drive. You're going to put yourself in danger and potentially other people as well. So if you learn how to do it the correct way, how to manage risk, then you should be fine. You have to learn how to trade in order to make money consistently as a trader. Without having a positive expectancy with whatever system you're trading, you'll never make money over time. You may have periods where you make money, but you'll give it all back. And without, even with having a successful system, if you don't manage risk in the right way, you won't make money consistently over time either. So the question is this: how do you survive the learning curve? Well, we've already answered that question. You want to cut your losses at 1R. And when you start out, make sure that R value is as small as possible for the market that you're trading. So if you're trading the Forex market, for example, the spot market, you can trade in micro lots. If you're trading the euro dollar, one micro lot per pip move is 10 pennies. How risky is that? But if you're trading the E-minis, now you can trade the micros, yeah? But if you're trading the E-minis, then you need a bigger account for that, because a 1 point move is much larger than 10 pennies. 1 point move is $50. So remember to always cut your losses at 1R. And while you're learning how to trade, don't focus on making money. Focus on the process. If you focus on the process and get that down, the money will come. If you focus on the money, you're missing the point. Your attention's in the wrong place. Imagine a surgeon focusing on how much money they're going to make as opposed to doing a good job, doing a good surgery. That wouldn't be good, would it? Just because we're in the job of making money, because we're trading money, doesn't mean you should be focused on money when you're trading. Focus on the process. Focus on finding good quality trades. Focus on your craft. If you do it well, the money will come. So here's an action plan for everyone. For you, this is what you should be doing if you want to plan for success as a trader. Log your trades in a trading log. Cut losing trades to 1R, whether that's $10, $20, $50, $100. When you're learning, keep it as small as possible for the market that you're trading. Learn to trade on a market that doesn't require a large amount of capital. The Forex market, for example, doesn't require. You can start with a very small account. Then compare your results. So after you've logged all your trades, go back over it and cut your losing trades to 1R and compare that to what you actually did. Are you now profitable? So what I want each of you to do is to take your trading log or get a printout from your broker. And I'm assuming everyone here knows how much they're risking on a trade or what they want to risk on a trade. And then take a printout from the beginning of the year until now, or do it for the whole of last year if you want. But do it this year. If you're not profitable yet, print that out and then go through each trade individually. And if you're risking $10, cut your losing trade from 20 to 10. Do that for every single trade and then compare the results. Are you now profitable? You can email me your findings, simon@tradesmartforex.com with the number 4. So please do that. It's going to be a worthwhile exercise and it may very well amaze you. And then send me your results. So these are the 3 steps you need to go through in order to succeed as a trader. Keep your losses small. Eliminate trades that are not in your trading plan and let your winning trades get to their targets. So again, keep your losses small. Eliminate trades that are not in your trading plan and let your winning trades get to their targets. These are the 3 most important things that you need to focus on once you've got an edge. These are what many people that I've coached over the past over 15 years now have issues with. And once you fix these and you have assuming you have a profitable trading plan, one that gives you an edge, one that you've proven works, you should now be profitable. This may be what's holding you back. So now that you understand how you can improve your trading results, why don't you take it a step further? You can come and join our weekly preparation session. Now, this is what people are saying. Simon goes through all the markets he follows, sets supply and demand zones, and gives you his opinion on the market direction. It's well worth the money if you want to follow the markets and get good trades. It's worth more than the trading range where you just follow the trades blindly, and it's helped me a lot. And Jane, I really learned a lot from listening to both you and Mike had to say. The whole atmosphere of the sessions is so friendly. Both you and Mike go through all the charts very clearly and point out any possible current or upcoming trades for both the whole week and day trades, some of which I took and they were successful. Most important though is you thoroughly explain how to use different levels of supply and demand and point them out very clearly. I can highly recommend the trading room to anyone who is really interested and wants to succeed in trading. So I'm going to share with you how you actually can join this in a few minutes. So let's go through what most traders do. Most traders spend 100% of their time trading. Let me ask you a question. How many of you, if you're watching this live, and if you're not watching this live, you're watching the recording, just write this down. You can send me an email as well. How many of you spend 100% of your time trading and you don't do anything else, as in taking trades, executing trades? Just type it in the room, yes, if that's you. Harvey, I'll answer that question shortly about how do you define 1R. What 1R descends, let's go through this actually, because it's very important. 1R is a unit of risk. Okay, it's called an R value, R for risk. And it's the amount that you want to risk in dollars per trade. So it could be $100, it could be $10. You define it. And what that means is on every single trade, you should be risking the same dollar amount, pretty much, if you use constant R value. Now, the reason why that's important is because imagine taking 2 trades and one trade you made 3 times your risk and the other trade you lost 1 times your risk. But on the trade you made three times your risk, you only risk $10. You made $30. But on the trade that you lost, one time your risk, you risked $100. So you've had two trades. You should be up 2R. Up 3 minus 1 is up 2R. But since you played around with position sizing and you didn't do it correctly and you risk different dollar amounts per trade, you don't know which trade is going to win or not when you take them. So you happen to pick the one, the loser on the $100 risk and the winner on the $10 risk. If you would have done it the other way around, it would have worked to your favor. But if you kept the risk constant across both trades, say $100, you would have made $300 on your winning trade and only lost $100 on your losing trade, meaning you're up $200, which is two times what you risked. That's the importance of keeping your R value constant per trade. There are other ways of actually increasing your potential reward on a trade without ever increasing your risk, your original risk. You can actually increase what you make on a trade and never increase your risk. Very simple once you learn how to do it. Okay, so most traders spend 100% of their time trading. They don't do any preparation. They don't do any follow-up and review. And what does that result in? Fear. We talked about that before. Having fear when you're trading is not good. Something called hopium. When you're hoping the trade's going to work, you're hoping it's going to turn around, you take bigger size and you hope it, and it's getting bigger and bigger loss and you add more to it and it gets a bigger and bigger loss and you're hoping it's going to bounce back. You don't want to be in a state of hopium ever as a trader. And ultimately that results in frustration because you're working so hard, but you're not getting any results. You're losing money. It's very hard to justify yourself putting lots and lots of effort in if you're consistently losing. It's hard to go through that. We talked about that before. If you have a way of gauging your progress to know that you're actually improving and moving forward as opposed to going around in circles, then you can keep going. If you know clearly that you're going to succeed because you're going to do whatever it takes to succeed, you can keep moving forward. If you throw up your arms into the air and say, this is not working for me, I'm frustrated, da 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 da. And then you go back and do the same things, mistakes that you were making before again, the cycle will continue until you change something. And this ultimately ends in failure, where you'll probably turn around and blame everything on everything else besides yourself, when really you need to look internally and fix yourself. If you blame your broker, if you blame your education, if you blame your trading coach, if you blame everything else, it's not your fault. I can't do anything about it. Someone else's fault. Then you won't do the necessary work to change what needs to be changed in order for you to succeed. You need to look inside and figure out, it's me that's responsible for this. I need to make the change. So look inside, grow as a person. A trader who's mastered trading is called a master trader, not only because they've mastered trading, they've also mastered themselves. It's almost impossible to succeed as a trader until you master yourself. And in order to improve your life, you need to improve yourself. What do pro traders do? They do the exact opposite. They don't spend all their time trading. They spend about a third of their time trading. They spend a third of their time preparing to trade and a third of the time following up and reviewing the trades that they've done already so they can learn something from it. Remember, a losing trade means generally that you lost money. But how about if you turn your losing trades into winning trades by learning something from them so going forward you don't make those same mistakes again? There's what to learn from every trade, winner or loser. They have value. Losing trades have value. Losses have value. Extract the value from them. You'll feel better about having the trade, the losing trade after that. If you learn something of value, it was worth having the losing trade to learn it. That's called experience. So if your losses propel you forward to get better and do things better, that way you can go on to succeed. And failure is just a stepping stone to success. And that is not just in trading, it's in everything. So if you spend a third of your time trading, a third of your time preparing, and a third of your time following up and reviewing what you're doing, what does that result in? It results in confidence. You know what you're doing. Consistency, and ultimately a high probability of success. And if you make the necessary changes and you have a good plan, then ultimately it results in success. So remember, preparation equals confidence. So do you ever remember going to an exam? I remember, and you're standing outside the hall waiting to the exam and you overhear conversations and questions between your friends, your classmates. They're about to take the exam and all of a sudden you're like, uh-oh, what are they talking about? I didn't learn that. Your confidence goes down. You feel you're not fully prepared. So you go into the exam without preparing properly. You missed a few things here and there. You didn't study properly. You're not prepared. You're not confident. Now, contrast that to, you know everything inside and out. You can do it. You walk outside that exam hall waiting to go in. You're not interested in listening to anyone. You're focused. You know you're going to do it. You know you've passed the exam. You've done all the preparation you need. You're confident. You give it your best shot. That's a much better way. So approach the market the same way. Prepare. So if you join our weekly preparation session, this will lighten your burden, your analysis burden, and show you how to do the analysis in a fraction of the time. Now, this is what I'm going to share with you here. It's going to save you a tremendous amount of time. This used to take me 4 hours minimum every single Sunday when I used to prepare to trade for the week. I've got it down now to about an hour or less. The same process that used to take me 4 hours a number of years ago, I can do it in an hour now. If you were to try and do it alone, it would probably take you even longer. And most likely you wouldn't do it correctly either. So what you can do is you compare your analysis to my analysis and learn how to do it correctly. And then what you can do is go and look at the analysis that we've done, compare it as the market unfolds in the trading, we can see, were we right? Now, I mentioned recently that when I was in the US about 2 years ago, a postdoctoral research fellow at Princeton University. And he actually went through around 7 months of my analysis and to figure out how accurate it was. So he went back to what I said before the market unfolded and he gave it a statistic. It was accurate about 85% of the time. That's pretty high. This was a number of years ago. So this is what you're going to get. Access to the membership site, the weekly preparation session recording every Sunday. So you can learn by watching us analyze and prepare for the trading week. And again, you can do this yourself and compare it. Learn how to do it. These are the markets we cover. We cover the majors and the Forex, cover futures as well, oil, gold, Bitcoin, S&P 500, look at the E-minis and the NASDAQ. And we can look at any markets of interest as well. So recently we've been looking at, we looked at Tesla, we've looked at AMC, we've looked at GME as well, recently as well, Tesla. We also look at, these are the timeframes we look at. We look at long-term. We sometimes come out with some of the big trades like in gold from last year, market bottom last year in March. So we'll point out when we see the market bottoming using the trend, for example. So that's long-term. Then we talk about swing term, swing, which is like medium term, where you're holding trades overnight sometimes, and short term, otherwise known as day trading. So we look at all, we're interested in all the timeframes. What? So we may have trades that are setting up long-term, which are less frequent, but when they set up, you may get massive moves and you may want to hold for a year, maybe, or 2 years, like in gold, for example, all the way down to day trading timeframes. You get my supply and demand levels ahead of time. So you can actually use them in your own trading and learn how to and why they are in the way in the levels that they are in the market. And you also get actionable trading ideas. For example, we'll point out, for example, that we did last March, the market has bottomed. It's probably going up now and we want to be on the buy side and it's most likely going to break the highs. That's what we said before it happened. So you can prepare yourself and understand the reasoning behind price action in the market without using any indicators. And again, this works in every market, any time frame, and it will work for now and it will work to the end of time. Once you learn how to do this, you will never have to learn anything else. You also get the current recording and plus last week's. So you can go to last week's recording and then compare to what the market did now. You see it beforehand and then compare it to how the market played out. Was it accurate? Can you start to do this again yourself? And that's what you get every single week. And you also get access to our online trading community 24/7 via our Discord server. And this is what it looks like. We have various text channels here. We also have voice channels where you can actually come and share your screen and trade with other traders if you like. So this is the offer for everyone watching this. Regular price to join the weekly preparation session is $97 a month or $997 for a whole year. Deadline's Monday, June the 14th at midnight Eastern time. And again, if you join now, you're going to receive $50 off, or it's almost 50% off, $50 off a month or $500 off for a year. I'm going to show you how to do this. You need to use the coupon offer at checkout. Again, once it hits June the 14th at midnight, that coupon's no longer valid and you'll have to pay full price if you want to join. So for now, it's $47 a month. You can cancel at any time. So come and join for 1 month and see what value you get from this. Or $497 if you realize it's valuable now and you want to lock in for a whole year. You should be able to make that money back pretty quickly. One trading idea. Again, no guarantees. It all depends how you execute. So this is where you need to go to. You need to go to this link, tradesmartforex.com/WPS, which stands for weekly preparation session. So let me share with you the checkout process. So I think maybe I'll just put it into the, let me just put this in and let's go over here. So this is, you can go directly to this link as well. So I'm going to put the link in the room for those of you who are watching this live. For those of you who are watching the replay, you can click on the link below or somewhere around the video. So if you click on it, you come to this page, which is weekly preparation session, and you can click join now. You can read through this. Join now will take you all the way down to these two programs. You can join on a monthly. Again, your risk is going to be just $47, or if you want to join for the whole year. Now, when you click on here, I'm going to show you the monthly one. You come to checkout over here. So you can fill out all your details. And what you need to do is put in the coupon code offer. Just type in offer, click over here, and you see the price goes down to $47. That's all you have to pay, $47, nothing. And go check it out, try it for a month. And again, you can cancel at any time, so you'll never be charged again. But again, this is, you know, a half price or a bit more than half price offer, and may be able to give you the analysis and the approach to trading that will help turn your trading around if you're not there yet. So how does it look on the inside? So you come to a membership area, which you can actually get from the main site over here. Click on members and it will bring you to this portal over here. Now, again, you only have access to what you have access to. So you'll have access to the weekly preparation session, which is part of the trading room. So once you click on there, and you'll also get an email with your login credentials, click on trading room. And this is what you have access to, just the weekly preparation session at the moment. And it will give you the latest weekly preparation session and the one from the previous week. So this is what was recorded on Sunday. So you can actually go through this and see what we said, and then see the levels and watch the market play out during the week. Put the levels on your charts, learn how to do them yourself if you can learn by watching, and then see how this works for you. So let me give you an example of, let's jump into the live markets here, and we've got a little bit more time, and show you what it looks like. Now, and then we'll open up to audience questions and answers. So again, if you go to this link, tradesmartforex.com with the number 4/WPS, deadline's Monday, June the 14th, you're going to get $50 off or $500 off a year. And basically, this is your risk, $47 for the whole month. Come and join us and see if this will work for you. So let's jump in the live market and we can see exactly what's happening here. So let's actually go to gold, and we'll talk about some of the trades that we pointed out as they happened way back when. So if we look on the monthly chart, you can see we've got levels here. So here's a level from 2018 over here. So we called a long trade around here. The actual trigger was there in October of 2018. We said entry here and we'll look to play it to the top. And that's all happened. In 2019, we called this trade. We said, if you're going to short the top of this as a base, it's most likely not going to go all the way back down again. And again, we went into details why. It's based on supply and demand. We said it's probably going to pull back maybe halfway, which is what it did, and turn. From here, it's going to give you an entry to the long side, whereby it's going to break above here and we're going to go back to the highs. Look what happened since. So we call out these trades. These are long-term trades that we call out with all the reasoning behind them in our weekly preparation session. And we also do it in our live trading room as well. I'll give you another example of the E-minis. Everyone remembers March last year, pandemic, markets sold off, biggest sell-off in the history of the markets, and also the biggest rally that we've ever seen in the history of the markets as well. And you can see what happened. We came down to these levels. So if we go back to March last year, see if I can get back to that. That's too far. We've gone too far back. Okay. So this is the market crash. Market crash. So what happened here is the market came down, still downtrending, but we hit demand here and the trend broke on this bar. We called out in our trading room, time to go long. And we're going to probably bounce off all these levels as it moves back up. And it's probably, we said, probably going to make it back to the highs again and beyond. So let's see what happened after that. Everyone knows. And look at the level. This is a level. We went above and we never went below. This is a buy. This is where you want to buy. And again, these levels form as we're going. There's another level formed here. As it forms, we don't put it on after, we put it on before. And you see what happens when the market comes down. It's held in this level. This is a buy level. And again, we do another one here. These are put on before the market comes down. And look what happens when the market comes down to this level again. This is what you get in the weekly preparation session. These are bigger time frame ones. And you'll see again and again, we do the same thing. Another level of demand here. Look what happens when this level, not every level gets touched again, but you'll see that this didn't go back down. And we had another level here, which we haven't come down to. Another level formed here, and look what held price again. And again, these levels I put on the chart. They're not any indicator. They're based on an understanding of supply and demand and how the market works. So if you want to have access to this and understand, again, look what happened when the market came down to this level again. And if we go all the way to current day and see where we are now, this is supply. What happened when the market hit here? We came down. This is demand. We're coming back. And now we're hovering at the highs. You see, we have levels drawn out on the charts. If markets come down and they show us certain type of price action, then we know what to do. Now, let's make this small so you can see again what happened here. This is where we called the bottom of the market down here. Now, again, this was before this happened. Now, if you would have had the weekly preparation session, we called it out in the weekly preparation session and in our trading room. And notice how we took out the highs and went much higher. And again, knowing that ahead of time what the odds are and what's likely to happen in the market can help you navigate the market in a much more confident way. Okay, so what I want to do again is to share with you this offer. If you go to tradesmartforex.com/WPS, you can get hold of this offer today at $47 a month or $497 for a year and get access to all these levels ahead of time. And again, go and verify for yourself that this works. So what I'm going to do now is go over to questions and answers. And again, if you have any questions, you can always send me an email to simon@tradesmartforex.com. And you can always ask questions in our Discord community to the other traders that are there as well. So with that, I'm going to open up for audience questions and answers. For those of you who are not here live and can't ask any questions, then feel free to drop me an email. Okay, there's a question from Mike. What symbols are trading in WPS? Are levels valid for a whole week? Yes, they are on the bigger time frames. And again, if you go back to any of the, the bigger time frame levels are probably, some of them are valid for way longer than weeks and sometimes for months. Depending on the bigger the time frame, the longer the validity. Smaller time frame, the smaller the shorter the validity. The symbols we trade will primarily focus on the Forex majors. But again, what we do, and we look at the futures as well, the E-minis, these are the ones that we focus on. We go back to the markets again. We look at the dollar index, and you can see what's happening today. You can see this level here hit today and the market ran up. You can see what happened here. We came a little bit below, but we hit a level here right on this daily level and the market ran back up. And we talked about this in our trading room today. Even though we were kind of short bias, we said you've got to be careful. This market could suddenly explode to the upside. And there you go. That's exactly what happened. It dropped down first, gave a sign it was moving up here, dropped down, and then ran up. So we look at the dollar index and we look at the euro. You can see these levels that we have drawn over here. You look at the focus on the daily and the 4 hour, they're valid. These are levels that we had drawn out way back when. Also, you can see here, we adjust the intraday levels. You can see this is like a bit of spacing. This was already drawn from the weekly preparation session here. And look how many times we've touched this level this week. 1, 2. And this level down here was also drawn. Well, this was drawn kind of later on in the week on Monday. We have another level down here that was drawn from way back when. And you can see these levels, depending on the time frame. You see this level on the weekly chart. This was a beautiful level. Look at this level on the weekly chart. We go back in time. Actually, let's just squish it down. Look at this level. What happened when the price hit here? And again. And we've got various levels below. So again, notice not every level is a level. You have to know how to draw them, and that takes some skill. And I've been doing this for many years, and a lot of it through trial and error of figuring out, you know, the reasoning behind and why certain levels work and certain don't. And again, we explain a lot in our trading room. And in the weekly preparation session, we also go into somewhat of detail as to why the market moves the way it does. We go through the Australian dollar. It's not scrolling on. And again, you can see the levels that we have drawn. This was also from the weekly preparation session. Look at the level here. We've got a level down here. And again, the smaller time frames need adjusting more often than the larger time frames. See, also euro yen. Look at this level that we hit as well. This was on a weekly preparation session. We turned here. This level's on because we closed below. So we're coming back now. We should probably go, you know, up and maybe turn around again. You can see also demand here. And look at this level today, from here to here, okay? This is also a level, and you can see this level that was hit as well on the 4 hour chart yesterday. And this was drawn also on Monday. So the levels on the smaller time frames are that the more you have to adjust them more often, but the ones on the bigger time frames, these are pretty much the same for the week. Okay, so what I want to do now is take this opportunity to thank each of you for attending. I have a YouTube channel that you can join over here. You can go to my website, and it's on my website as well. You can just go to tradesmartforex.com, and over here you can click on the YouTube and join my YouTube channel. There's some great articles here that you should read. This is a very interesting article, The Holy Grail to Peak Performance. You should read that. You'll learn a tremendous amount from it. And I look forward to helping you on your trading journey. So again, this is a link to join, tradesmartforex.com/WPS. And David, thank you very much for having me here. It's a pleasure to be here again. And thank you everyone for listening.